This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is facing charges he led a wide-ranging conspiracy to overturn the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Trump flew in on his private Boeing 757 from New Jersey, arriving in D.C., where the arraignment is being held. He is expected to enter a plea of not guilty before a magistrate judge just 1 kilometer from the U.S. Capitol, the building his supporters stormed on January 6, 2021, to try to stop Congress from certifying his defeat. Outside the courthouse, VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson says it is a spectacle.
There's a sense of a carnival atmosphere. I'm watching tourists visiting Washington, D.C., taking pictures of the spectacle as satellite trucks compete with flags festooned with the former president's image. There are people dressed up in jail uniforms, people in very colorful, eclectic outfits that don't seem to have any connection to what's going on today.
VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson outside the courthouse where former U.S. President Donald Trump is being arraigned right now for attempting to overthrow the 2020 U.S. election results. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today that if Russia returns to the Black Sea grain export deal, the United States would do whatever is necessary to make sure Russia is able to freely export food.
To be very clear, the sanctions imposed by us and others for Russia's aggression in Ukraine have from day one exempted its own food products.
Russia pulled out of the Black Sea grain deal last month and began attacking Ukrainian grain infrastructure. As a result, the price of food, particularly related to grain products, has risen across the globe. This is VOA News. Two U.S. Navy sailors have been arrested on charges of handing over sensitive national security material to China. According to Assistant Attorney General Matt Olson on Thursday, the two active duty members of the Navy have been charged with passing the secrets to Beijing. The United States has chartered a plane to evacuate its non-essential personnel from Niger, according to a State Department official on Thursday. The flight, which is also open to American citizens wishing to leave, is scheduled to depart Friday afternoon. Also from Niger, Senegal says it will take part in a possible military intervention in Niger if ECOWAS decides to take such action.
Pourquoi nos soldats doivent y aller? Ils doivent y aller pour deux raisons.
That is Senegal's Minister of Foreign Affairs saying their soldiers have to go because Senegal is part of a community organization that has decided to do so, and that Senegal cannot be a member of ECOWAS and evade the decisions taken by the organization. The Associated Press is reporting that the United States military is considering putting armed personnel on commercial ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz. More now from Associated Press reporter Shelley Adler.
The U.S. military is considering putting armed personnel on commercial ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz to stop Iran from seizing and harassing civilian vessels. That's what four American officials told the Associated Press. If implemented, it would be an extraordinary step by the Pentagon. The military is dealing with a renewed effort by Iran to harass and seize ships traveling in the Strait, which is where 20% of all the world's crude oil passes through. I'm Shelley Adler.
VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reached out to the Pentagon. The Pentagon told her they have no comment on this story. A surprising draw, then another upset, headlining Thursday's action in the Women's World Cup. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
A stunning 1-1 draw with South Korea has ended second-ranked Germany's run at the Women's World Cup. Scoring in the Group H match opened in the 6th minute when Cho So-yeon put South Korea up 1-0. Germany's Alexandria Popp scored the equalizer in the 42nd minute, only to see a scoreless second half send the Germans home. Also in Group H, Morocco is moving on to the knockout stage for the first time after a 1-0 win over group winner Colombia. Anissa Lamarie scored in first half stoppage time after a saved penalty. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.